And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
We've got some new listeners this week. We'll be talking about that later on.
Wow. Hello.
Yeah, and we've got a word of the week. Well, it's a phrase of the week. It's come from Black Cat. The phrase is, now this can be used either way round, male or female. And it can mean one of two things. Either a very small penis or particularly baggy vagina. Right?
Okay.
And the phrase she's given me is, it's like throwing a fag into the Albert Hall. However, I have some alternatives that I think are better. My own personal favourite is, and you can localise these, Tony.
Okay.
My personal favourite is, it's like lobbing a spanner down Hermitage Road, which equates to hitching.
Uh-huh.
But my mate Bentley came out with a classic. He said, it's like lobbing a sausage into Swansea dry dock. So thank you, Black Cat, but I think we're going to go with lobbing a sausage into Swansea dry dock. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Lovely job. Right, here's a great new band that I wouldn't mind lobbing my sausage into their lead singer, Tony. God, that's out of order, straight up.
Really?
This is the Veronas. This is Viceland.
First time's a little tricky, but you give it a licky, and then you're cooking with gas and shaking ass cheeky. You're here to show me fun, man, I ain't so dumb. My head is four fingers and a thumb. No aphrodisiac, I'm just a lust attack. So jump back, cause I'm subtle as a Kodiak. Forget the squares and prudes, get in the sleazy mood. I'm off a shaking and getting rude. Living in Viceland, oh it's such fun. Only tip my head back when I am done. I'm loving in Viceland, oh it's such fun. Only zip my pants up when I am done. I grab it on the go, slow, quick, quick, slow. I hit them high and I sink them low. I'm used to being broke and screaming till I choke. Stinky sweet is what I smoke. Don't leave no time to think, just pour another drink. Raise a glass and give me a wink. Come have a swinging time, at night is when I shine. Show me your vibe and I'll show you mine. I'm living in Viceland, oh it's such fun. I smoke to get high and you won't change me, so don't even try. You know why? I'm living in Viceland. Oh, it's such fun. Only tip my
Tony, ow, my neck.
Hey?
Ow, ow, ow. Yeah, if you're looking at my Facebook updates, you would know that I've hurt myself wanking off a dog. That didn't happen. I slept funny on my mate's couch and woke up. I've put my shoulder out somehow. Anyway, sorry. That's the brilliant Veronas. They're a new band. They're looking for a drummer, and they're based in Southend. And Ratbone out of the band is one of the blokes that I know from the Southend Massive that were at the Psychobilly meeting last year, and I'm hoping he'll be there this year, actually. And this is a debut demo album, basically. It's got 10 tracks on it. You'll be hearing more from it. Not this week, but you will be hearing more from it. It's a beautifully paced album, really, really nice, sexy, sleazy, just what I'm after. Nice. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Verona's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Verona's?
It is. It's Tony 1, poorly being the internet nil. You're listening to the Dead 60s, who are dead 60s. Yeah. And now it's time for some MySpace latest comments, Tony. Now, I've only got two again. MySpace.com/ Punky Radio. I do want you to leave comments on the page because I love to read them out. Two crackers this week. One from regular contributor late Murphy the Yeti. Here it goes. Gooper. Just been listening through past shows I missed, and I have one question. Where the hell can I get the Newtown Centre CD? Because I bloody love Sir Dancelot and Bacalhau, or however it is spelt. Plus, you have turned me on. Don't worry, Tony. To great music. So far, I've brought Mutiny, Rebel Songs, and Strictly Hardcore by the Mighty Goldblade. A handful of the Planet Smashers, The Attack of Mighty and Unstoppable, they're three by them. Oh, and General Rudy. Rude boy here. Hear me now. And I'm just about to buy the ever-pleasant outro song, Bunch of Tuppies. Apoog, apoog, Murphy the Yeti. Well, I need to tell you, mate, that first of all, that Sir Dancelot isn't on the Newtown Centre's album, which is called The Reason You're Alive. It is still available. The best thing to do is go on their MySpace page, send them a message, and someone will get back to you at some point. Or I think you might be able to download them all at iTunes. I'm not sure about that, but I'm still... Or whatever one of the other things are. Mm. What are the other things where you download music, Tony?
Can't you just download it from the website? I can't remember. Well, I only use iTunes to buy things from.
Sir Dancelot is on there, I mean, the thing is, if you're just after Sir Dancelot, I wouldn't be surprised if they'll just send you an MP3. But the album's great. And you do want to buy that. And, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I haven't spoken to them in a while, so you will just have to do something. I'm not your mother. Right, next up, here's someone who I'd like to be my mother. Gooper, thanks for putting Red Heels on your show, you awesome, awesome fellas. Of course, I now think you're both even fitter than I thought you were before, regardless of the Voddy goggles. There's a new one for you. That is a good one, isn't it? Voddy goggles, I'm liking. But I think Paul has the edge. Sorry, Tony. It was the I do her out of spite comment that won it. I don't even remember saying that. But I might just have to spank you both because the MySpace page is myspace.com/ Julia K Music, not Julia K. So sorry, Tony, but I've got to take 1 point off this week that I gave you last week. So that's at the moment, fair. It's Tony nil. Probably being the internet nil. All right.
That's fair enough.
Harsh but fair. He says, and remember, mind out for knob cramp. I'd hate to be responsible for any casualty visits. Julia K. Clearly, she said to me, I got a message from her saying that if ever I'm in town, she will bludgeon me. And but I didn't hear back from her to say whether she meant Guildford, where I think she's from, or London town. Because I do fancy a bit of a good bludgeoning of Julia K, I tell you. Oh, yes, well, Julia K. She said to me that she listens to the show every week now.
Okay.
And I said, well, keep listening because we'll play another track of your album again soon. Who knows? It might be very soon. So, Tony, have you got any podcasts, Ali?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes.
You sound surprised.
Always surprised. Always happy to receive.
Always listening.
Always listening.
Always looking.
Yeah, thank you all for your votes so far. This month it's a new month, April, so we've already had a few in for April, but if you haven't voted so far this month, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. Thank you very much for all your votes. All appreciated. Okay, so it's the top six. Why is it
top six?
Top six. Why is it that Punky gets listed twice when I search for Punky, not some Tim Potter?
I can tell you, Tim.
Yeah.
Because we're so good, we're listed twice.
That's right.
Punky, so good, we're listed twice. Punky, old scandal, land of vice. I love it. Punky. Oh, isn't it a pity? Punky's a bit shitty. My first little song of the week, Tone.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we are listed twice. Keep meaning to address that. Sorry about that, but I don't think we can do much
Tony,
about it.
You talk a good game, but you never do anything.
I don't think we can do anything about it. I can delete it, but it'll only come back again.
Why will it come back again? How can you be so sure?
Because we've got two official podcast feeds. One is feedburn.com/punkyradio. The other one is the BT Pod Show one, or Mevio now.
Oh, right, okay.
And even if I delete the feed off podcast, it will still pick it up because
they
own their asses. Or something.
But basically,
like
it's the one that shows up first is the one we want you to leave a comment on.
It's the one with all the comments. Yeah.
It's the one with all the comments, yeah. Not witchcraft.
Yeah. Fucking wicked. Punky Radio is a fucking wicked podcast made up of wicked tunes by top quality bands, and it is extremely funny as well. Good work from Boothie 86.
Very nice comment.
Thank you very much.
Mighty Berserker! Berserker, my mighty Berserker!
Punky Rules from NR Yates. Thank you very much.
And thanks for bringing up the Mighty Berserker again. I have been forgetting about mine.
Been a while.
Well,
really?
Tony, I've paid so little attention to my Mighty Berserker of late. By the time I do have a wank, it's going to be like stabbing a greyhound in the eye. There's going to be a huge spurt, a lot of howling, and I'll get kicked out of Henlow Dog Track again. I wrote that the other day.
Nice. Cheers again, guys. Tara again for playing as Cotty from the Emos. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Now that they've learned how to do things properly.
That's right.
I might dig out another one of theirs next week.
Why not? This, okay, yeah. Ding. Another vote for Punky and another vote for Freedom. Keener, thank you very much.
I'm Keener.
He's Keen.
I'm Keen. Mm. Is it he or is she?
I assumed it was a he.
Keener, never assume.
I always assume this. I did the same thing with Insane Star.
I know you did, and I found that one out. Oh, Insane Star. out of all of the teenagers.
It is that
one. It's alright, she's legal.
Good. And finally, one last comment. Why does the Pope wear his pants in the bath? Because he hates looking at the unemployed. Great podcast. And that's from Insane Star. Thank you very much.
Fancy. Oh, Insane Star. I don't want to look at the unemployed, Insane Star. Why don't you hotfoot it to the High Women's Lodge? You dirty goth.
dirty goth.
You dirty goth.
And that's it from Podcast Alley. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you. Please do keep the votes coming. We very much appreciate them. Time for the next song, Tone?
Yep.
Here we go. Julia Kay, by the way. Oh, yeah. Julia Kay, like I was going to let you get away with this section without me playing one of your songs. This is from Spit Out the Pips. I'll spit out your pips. We've played Red Heels and we've played Monster.
Mm.
And I said to her, hey, what's the one that, if we could play one song off this album, what would you want us to play? And got a message back from saying, well, there's one that's a live favourite and I really like it. So that's the one that we're going to play. What one knows, Tony, what is Julia Kay's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Julia Kay Music.
It is. Tony won, poorly beaten. Yay. Instead, Neil. This one's about me. I light up.
There's a piece of the sky in your eye. Though I try, you are far too fragile to touch. Like the frost in the air. And your hair, gonna want you so much. I can stay, get my way. Oh, whether you like it or not, but somehow, not allowed. And it's finally starting to rot. You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. Exchange of words is no great crime. You tell me yours, and do you notice when you get next to me? A ladder, like a Christmas tree. Oh, oh, there's something blowing all over me. A ladder, a ladder, a ladder. There's a point where we all have to fall, and we call for the one that looks as if they can catch. And we think, as we sing, that this link will constitute a good match. So we drown, going down, and the sound of choking fills up your head. So you yearn, and you burn, and so why don't you just take me to bed? You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. Exchange of words is no great crime. You tell me I try. Why don't I just take a little bite of this peach? Yeah, it's true, I want you, but you're not the only thing I desire. So I'll use and abuse and then throw you away when I'm tired. You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. This story stood the test of time. You tell me yours. Do you know this when you get next to me? I got a like a Christmas tree. Oh, oh, there's something blowing all over me. I got a for the world to see. Oh, oh, there's something blowing all over me. I got a like a Christmas tree. Oh, oh, there's something blowing all over me. I light up.
So that was I Light Up by Julia Kay. You're listening to Punky Radio. This bed's Dr. Slaggerberry, and this is Paul.
Oh, you're such a girl. I gave you the chance to back announce it, come in with a little bit of Tony chat, a little bit of an aside, you know, give it some niceness, and what have you done there? You've bottled
it. I've just got no balls.
Yeah, you are listening to Dr. Slaggerberry. That was Julia Kay, and the reason that Tony back announced that is because now it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide.
Actually, it's from Russ.
Oh, so sorry, it's Tony's International Rust Guide. John Cork.
For the attention of the Fellowship of Yellow Friendship, as per usual, this week, the world of Rust approaches that special time of the month when the new Luton Bat Cave, or as it's usually known, the Coven, opens its doors once more to the willing sinners of this world to bring you the best in gothic entertainment with resident DJs Nephilim Babe, Coven Alex and the very gorgeous Katie Kitten on Saturday the 11th of April, so that'll be this Saturday, at the Hat Factory in Luton. £5 entry, 9pm till 2am. More information, myspace.com/thecovenuk. That's from Russ, obviously.
Yes, and I'll be there as well, Tony.
Will you?
Yeah, I'm doing my show in Lecture, and then I'll be getting over there about 11:30, I suppose. Might be bringing a couple of people with me. Looking forward to it. It's absolutely brilliant, mate. The arches, that he's now called the Dark Arches. I imagine I invented that. I seem to invent most things around here. It's brilliant down there. Really, really good vibe down there. Really nice people. Really good fun. And I don't mind reading out about his stuff all the time because he does it right. And the week after that, of course, is when I'll be DJing at the Black Horse for Thursday Fury. My first live DJ appearance. Really quite excited. It's going to be pants. So, what am I going to do now? I'll tell you what, here's something that's not pants. Ah, Graham's been in touch.
Okay.
For some comedy suburbs, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy about this. Now, we got another joke from Dave M, who sent us the one last week, but I'm saving him for next week. Because this is another kind of Shaggy Dog story one. If you do have a joke you'd like me to read out, I do like the ones that are quite involved. Please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. Here goes. This is from Graham. A cabbie picks up a nun. She gets into the cab and the cab driver won't stop staring at her. She asks him why he's staring. He replies, I have a question to ask you, but I don't want to offend you. She answers, my dear son, you cannot offend me. When you're as old as I am and have been a nun as long as I have, you get a chance to see and hear just about everything. I'm sure that there's nothing you could say or ask that I would find offensive. He says, well, I've always had a fantasy to have a nun kiss me. She responds, well, let's see what we can do about that. But number one, you have to be single, and number two, you must be Catholic. The cab driver is very excited and says, yes, I am single, and I'm Catholic too. Okay, the nun says, pull into the next alley. He does, and the nun fulfills his fantasy with a kiss that would make a hooker blush. But when they get back to the road, the cab driver starts crying. My dear child, said the nun, why are you crying? Forgive me, sister, but I have sinned. I lied. I must confess. I'm married, and I'm Jewish. The nun says, that's okay. My name's Kevin, and I'm on my way to a fancy dress party. there's loads of variations on that joke, aren't there? The one I know is, aha, bus driver, which always makes me laugh when that one's done. But I can't remember the way the joke goes. It's about a punk rocker getting on the bus and ending up shagging a nun.
Right, okay.
And he goes, aha, punk rocker. And then the nun goes, aha, bus driver. But yeah, if you do have a joke, thank you, R. Graham. That's great. And you can hear more of him on the It's a Frog's Life podcast, which is the opposite of punky.
Yeah.
That's fair enough, isn't it? Right, so that's about it. So you haven't got a twat, have you? So you need to tell people about that.
Yes, this is, as I said last week, I ran out of twat, and no one's emailed one this week, which is a bit of a surprise. Maybe there's a lack of twat in the world. I very much doubt it. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where are they from, and a reason. It's that simple. You know a twat. Do the right thing. I need your
twat. I made
twat.
A real error, Tone. Real error when we started making this show.
What's that?
All those years ago. I should have called the feature "Is a Cock." Because then you would have had to go, "I love cock. I need cock. Give me cock every week." And it would, I'd still be chuckling now. Anyway, it's not. It is a twat. Tony needs twat. TNT. Tony needs twat. Right, should we do the next one?
Yeah.
You might have heard something a bit like this before. Thanks, Pat. This is the Concrete Gods.
For knowledge, studied sculpture at St Martin's College, is where I called her eye. She told me now that dad was loaded. In that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, "Boy," and in 30 seconds' time, wanna live like other people, wanna do whatever other people do, wanna sleep with other people, wanna sleep with other people. I knew. What else could I do? I said, I see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. Don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So I started it there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She laughed and said, you're so funny. I said, what? I don't see anyone else smiling, love. Are you sure? Wanna live like common people, wanna see whatever common people see, wanna sleep with common people, you wanna sleep with common people, not me. But she didn't understand, she just smiled and held my hand. Talking at me, never listen to a word I said. Always yapping and complaining at me, make me think I'd be better off dead. Rent a flat above a shop, cut your hair, job, smoke some fags and play some pool, pretend you never went to school, but you'll never get it right when you're laying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall, hoping that could stop it all. You never live like common people, never do whatever common people do, never fail like common people, never watch a life sad out of you, if you dance and drink and screw. Sing along with a common people. Sing along cause it might just get you through. Laugh along with a common people. Laugh along cause they might be laughing at you and the stupid things you do, because you think for it's gone.
That's the Concrete Gods, and a song you will undoubtedly have heard of before, sung by someone else. This is really great. Pat Mavica from the Gods sent me that this week. He sent me an email just saying, listen, man, we've got this new song up. Can I send you it? I went, yeah. And he sent me an MP3. It's not available anywhere yet. It's just they've just done it, and he wanted me to hear it. And I loved it. I said, I'll play it. So I have done.
Nice.
And that's it. Fucking brilliant. Well done. That's a really brilliant cover. So, that's that, isn't it? Was yes. I going to say something else then?
Don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
Oh,
they're MySpace.
Oh, yeah, they're MySpace, of course. Yeah, Tony, what is the Concrete Gods MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheConcreteGods.
No, ha, ha, ha. It's MySpace.com/ConcreteGods. Tony One, poorly be the Internet One.
Sneaky.
And now it's like, listen, mate, I know that you're busy. But have you had time to look at GoDaddy yet?
I've been way too busy counting my cash now, so...
I see.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you could make Punky with all the fucking lumps you've got of it. I'll tell you about it, Tony, to the tune of Chromosoma 3. Essentially, GoDaddy are a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that is
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 Nika. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Exactly. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now, we've got some news, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got some news, because you know how we're on Wicked Radio?
Wicked.
Hello, Wicked Radio.
Wicked.
Hello, Evil Deshi. And you know how we're on HussySkunk.com? Yeah. Right. Hello, Hussy Skunk listeners. Why do none of you ever get in touch?
Yes.
New one. We got a new one. What is it, Tony?
It's called The Cockroach, which is apparently the internet's talk superstation. That's based in New York, in the big old US of A. And here's what they say about themselves. The Cockroach, the internet's talk superstation, coming at you with stimulating programs like Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie, Free Beer and the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, as well as sensational music shows like Radio Free Bakersfield and Mark Kerr's Rock Show, and also now Punky Radio, of course. Tune in every weekend at myspace.com/roachradio.
Right, so at the moment, the only way that we can give you any info about it is to go to the MySpace page.
Yeah, that's all.
myspace.com/roachradio.
Yep.
And if you are listening to us on Roach Radio, this might sound a bit weird, I was telling you about it, but as well as you listening to us, this exists as a podcast, so it can be downloaded. I need to explain that. So, hello, Roach Radio listeners. You can now join the ranks of Wicked Radio and Hussy Skunk. And I think the thing is, the three of them, I don't mind mentioning all three of them, because they don't compete with each other. They're offering three different things.
Yeah. No.
They just happen to have us on them. So, if I were you, I'd check out all of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nobody listens to the same radio thing all day, do they? So, give them all a go. We like them all. They like us. And thanks very much for the opportunity to put us on air on a station we haven't been on before.
Yeah. I think we're on very late Friday nights. I can't remember when. We are already scheduled.
Tony, as discussed with a global podcast of this nature and the internet, yes, we are on at 1 o'clock Saturday morning. If you're on US Eastern time.
True.
However, that would mean that if you were in the UK, we would be breakfast radio at about 6 a.m. If you were listening in Los Angeles, we would be on at 9 o'clock at night. If you were listening in Melbourne, we'd be on around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon next day, I think. So, yes, Tone, you're wrong. Depending on where you are in the world, we're either in the future or the past, but we exist at some point. Or the present, if you're on Greenwich Mean Time.
Oh, I'm very confused.
You should be.
Yeah.
Because what a silly thing to say, young man.
Apparently
I think
so.
We're on very late at night on the internet. What, have we moved to Boston? Are we now residing in Massachusetts? No. You're in the Punky Treehouse, I'm in the Highwayman's Lodge, and we're on the land of proper time. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. I'm glad we've got that sorted out. Anyway, after that minor spat, let's have some Cajun blues. This is Mama Rosine Tone. This is their new album out, which has done an Andy Warhol job on the front of it. It's just called Mama Rosine. It's got Basically, it's got very small writing. Their last album was very, very Cajun, and we could only really play one track of it that was suitable for this show. This one's a lot more bluesy. It is a departure. It rocks out a bit more, actually, and it's really, really good. And there were quite a few songs that I could have played, but we're playing this one. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Mamma Rosine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MammaRosine.
It is indeed, Tony, and they'll be in our MySpace Top Friends this week. So that's Tony 2, Point of the Internet 1, and this is the Dead Love Rag, or nearly, how fitting. Mamma Rosine and Dead Love Rag, Tony. That is a little bit of a departure for the Mama. They're great. They're on Voodoo Rhythm Records, of course. And they're all the way from, I think they're from Switzerland, aren't they? Which is a mad place for a Cajun band to be from. But as I say, they're going the Reverend. They're being affected by Reverend Beatman, aren't they? Clearly. Excellent. We'll be playing something else off there.
Cool.
In future. They should be in our MySpace Top Friends, as should everyone else this week, I think. Now, Tony, you're now listening to Mustang Lightning, by the way. Once again, hello, if you've just tuned into Roach Radio. I believe we're the new kids on the block, my friend.
Wicked.
It's all right, isn't it? Well, very old new kids on the block. So, did you do anything last week at all?
Finally bought a new amp.
Oh, did you?
It's not the most exciting thing in the world, but it was for me. I've got a nice big stack, Marshall stack, so she's it's quite exciting. For me.
It's two amps to break rather than one, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, pretty much. There's lots of different things, and it's got wheels on it.
Oh, it's got wheels on it, Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got wheels on it. You'll be telling me next it's covered in barbecue sauce. Oh, it's got wheels on it. Right, so and that's been road tested, has it?
Not yet. I picked it up Saturday, I've played on it a bit, and it seems okay, but I've not gigged with it yet or practiced with it properly.
Right, okay.
But it looks the business. And I'm very happy with it, but I had to go to Huddersfield to get it. That was quite a journey.
Oh, you poor thing! Yeah, it must be all of an hour.
About an hour 12.
Oh, it must have been traffic.
Disgusting.
Must have been traffic. Yeah, that's awful. Yeah, well, look, I had some gigs last week, of course.
Excellent.
I have gigs every night, don't I? These days,
guilty.
Yeah. I want to tell you about one I went to last Thursday. I went to Stourbridge, right, which is in the West Midlands, and. It's Black Country. And my mate Steve drove me up there, right? So I got a lift. Steve runs a pub in Luton. I've told you about him before.
Yeah.
And Steve drove me up there, and we had a miserable journey up there. It was a complete pain. Just with stupid traffic. And we got to this place, and it was in the Stourbridge Town Hall, right? And I thought, oh, this would be a big gig. No, it's like a meeting room, function room in the Town Hall. The youngest person there, I reckon, was 55.
Right.
There's 100 people in the crowd, and they are well old. Right. And I'm thinking, oh, Christ, what's going to go on here? And they have a curry at half-time. I'm the headline act, right? There's three other acts I've got to sit through first, and then they have a curry, and then the headliner comes. I thought, oh, I'm going to be here at midnight. Anyway, it did all happen quite quickly, and they said that me and Steve could have a curry as well.
Nice.
Which was nice, yeah. So we go into this other room where they're serving the curry, and there was a choice of chicken curry or vegetable curry. I sneakily asked for a spoon of each, right?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to try the vegetable one. Now, what you got with it is you got some rice and you got a naan bread. And then you got another accompaniment. Tony, Indian meal in the West Midlands. What do you think the other accompaniment even would have been on your meal of curry, rice and naan bread? What do you reckon? What's the thing that you'd put on top of there?
Barbecue sauce.
Cheese sandwich. Try and explain that one to me.
Nice.
Yes, I'll have a curry and rice and naan bread and a cheese sandwich on top, please. You could have had ham.
I bet it was nice.
Of cheese or ham. Oh, it's a fantastic idea. I just wonder what they were thinking. What they were thinking when they said, you know, what would really make this dish complete? A cheese sandwich. It's fucking great. It was inspired.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a curry and a cheese sandwich.
Very nice.
And the cheese sandwich is put on top of said curry as well. Brilliant.
That's the bizarre bit.
It's not a side dish. It's an integral part of this meal. Curry, rice, cheese sandwich. Cheese sandwich.
No.
Can't have a curry without a cheese sandwich. No, mate.
Maybe that's the English and Indian food blend.
Fusion. Do you think that's
that's a fusion.
Do you think it's the chef's fusion food?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I've been working on this world food. What have you come up with? Chicken curry and a cheese sandwich. You're a genius.
Vegetable curry and a ham sandwich. Ugh, fuck with your head.
Yeah. I could have done that.
Yeah.
Oh, textbook. Mm. God, I bet they were angry with me. I bet you're supposed to have a cheese sandwich on the veg and a ham on the chicken, and I've just thrown all that to cock, haven't I? Blimey. Anyway, you know what I said last weekend, Friday and Saturday. Oh, sorry. So then we go back to Steve's pub. It takes us about an hour and three quarters to get back. We get back to his pub about half midnight.
Hmm.
And there's still... No, it was about midnight. And there's still... It was half midnight, Paul, shut up. And he's had one girl on, one girl running the bar. Now, obviously, he's supposed to shut at 12. Everyone's still in there. She hadn't kicked anyone out. I think she'd been intimidated into keeping the pub open in Steve's absence.
All right.
Steve walked in, he was fucking livid. You lot, out. He kicks out all the blokes.
Nice.
So that me and Steve could talk to a few randy barmaids. They weren't randy, I've just added that bit in.
Okay.
It was basically me and Steve got the chance to chat up some barmaids, basically. And it was such good fun. And we ended up playing Spoof.
Oh,
and
right.
The girl who's been working behind the bar, Ema, right, this lovely little Irish thing, she said that about 1:30 in the morning, she said, right, I'm going home, there's a curry waiting for me. She moved back in with the folks, she's living in Australia. And they sold a car. I can't remember. They sold a car and got a curry. I can't remember the details, right? They got more than... But anyway, they probably got cheese sandwich as well.
Yeah.
Right, and she said, I'm going home for my curry at 1:30. Guess what time she left?
2:30.
When the rest of them did. 7. We played Spoof for 5.5 hours.
Jesus.
We were all completely grothos. Right. Anyway, on Friday, I've got to go. I was doing what for Jonglers, but they moved me. They made me what's called a Jongler's spare, whereby they pay you to go down to London to hang about in one of their clubs, just on the off chance that nobody shows up at one of the London gigs, so you can go and cover.
All right.
So basically, you get paid the same fee as doing a set, but you don't work.
Nice.
It's like garden leave. They basically take you off the circuit. And it sounds like really good to go and sit somewhere for 2 hours and not work, but the whole point of comics doing gigs is you want to be seen, and you want someone in the gig, you want them to come up to you and go, that was great, I've got this other gig for you, which obviously you can't do if you've been paid a couple of hundred quid to sit in the dressing room. It's really odd. It doesn't happen to me very often. Anyway, I sort of played up a little bit about it. On the Saturday, I got a phone call. Oh, yeah. And then I wanted to go to a burlesque show at La Scala at King's Cross afterwards. they let me go at 10. I got there. They'd sold out at 10:15.
Bugger.
So I couldn't get into the show then. So I just went home. And then on Saturday, I thought, oh, well, I'll do the same thing again. Nip to London, just hang about till 10, come back in. No, they moved me back to comparing Watford Jonglers, which is what I was doing to start with. And I had a brilliant night doing that. And then I went back to Steve's. And all the girls were there again. We heard you were coming back. We've hung around.
Nice. More spoof.
It was all right, wasn't it? It was all right. I went, hello, ladies. Only 3 or 4 o'clock at that time, I think. But very, very good fun. Yeah, so thank you very much. The Ashcroft Arms in Luton, absolutely brilliant. Thank you also very much to all the lovely ladies that me and Steve were just flirting with all night. And, yeah, and thanks very much to Jonglers, how it turned out. I had a good time. And thank you to you, Tony, for your cheeky little message. I love the little love notes you send me. I have not got through nearly as much as I was going to here, but it's all right. We'll just get on with the next song. Is that all right?
That's fine, yeah.
Well, this is Sinking Cities.
Everything around me was crazy. These decisions I had forsaken, but I can see through. I can see through. I always thought that we were elastic. The situation's got me so static, and I'm being used. I'm being used. And I can see through. I can see through. It's all about this new situation. I'm moving on while you lose vibration. Yeah, I can see through. I can see through. I can't believe the things that you've stated. It's not my fault you can't integrate yet. But I can see through. I can see through. The things that you do. The things that you do. There's a voice calling out my name. And there's a noise working in your brain. There's a choice, yet you still remain. You refuse to change. I will see through. It's all about this new situation. I'm moving on while you lose vibration. Yeah, I can see through. I can see through. It's not my fault you can't integrate yet, but I can see through. I can see through. The things that you do, the things that you do. Now there's a voice calling out my name. There's a noise working in your brain. Yet you still remain. You refuse to change. I will see through.
Now, Tony, have you noticed yet that this week's music's all a bit random?
Yeah.
I know, that was Sinking Cities and See-Through. That's a little bit of very early 80s keyboard on top of a quite a punky track, and it's all a bit all over the place. And I can't remember that. And who sang I Got Your Number Written on the Back of My Hand? I Got Your Number Written on the Back of My Hand. Can you remember that song?
No.
Right, I can't remember who sang it, but excellent song. Anyway, the lead singer reminds me a bit of the lead singer out of that as well. It wasn't the Knack, it was some, it might have been the Motors. I'll find out. I got your number written on the back of my hand. It's really good song. Anyway, that's Sinking Cities, and that's See Through, which is a new single, which is out, and that's come through Manila PR. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SinkingCities?
No, MySpace.com/SinkingCitiesGlasgow. Tony 2, Poorly Be the Internet 2. Oh, we're going to have the clincher. The last one's going to be the clincher. Fucking brilliant. Hey, on Sunday, Tone, I went to see Scunthorpe United v Luton Town in the final of the Johnson's Paint playoff final.
Nice.
How about that? It was Scunthorpe United's first ever final, and Luton Town had everything to play for because they, as you may or may not know, had 30 points deducted for going into administration. They've been shat on by the FA this year.
Right.
Anyway, the turnout. I mean, Scunthorpe took about 15,000 down. Luton took 40,000 people down at Wembley. It was amazing. The atmosphere in, I say the Luton end, the three Luton sides, was just terrific. They had such a party, and they were never going to lose that game. I mean, for all that, I was in the Scunthorpe end, but they were never going to lose. And because I went with Dave. Now, Dave is my mate Dave Russell, who's the artist formerly known as Gay Dave. That one. Do you remember me telling you about him?
No.
Now, yeah. I'll give you an example. Right, at half time, Dave said to me, I'm going to go to get a hot dog. And I went, brilliant, can you get me a white coffee? He went, no trouble. Guess what he came back with?
Tea?
A black tea. I got a black tea. I asked for white coffee, got a black, the tea bag's still in it. I went, Dave, I've asked for white coffee here, this is quite clearly a black tea. And he's going, oh, the fucking staff here, the fucking useless. And I know it wasn't the staff. I know it was Dave going, must not get white tea wrong, must not get white tea wrong, must not get, what's the worst thing here? I'm sorry, white coffee. I know that I could get confused on the black tea, must not say black tea, must not say black tea, must say white coffee, must say white coffee, must not say black tea, must say white coffee. What do you want, black tea, please? I know that's what happened. And it just meant I was just laughing for the whole of the second half about this cup of fucking black tea when all I'd wanted was a white coffee. It was just funny. Anyway, Dave wanted to... Dave was getting quite upset by the fact that Scunthorpe weren't winning, and at one point did stand up and shout, and I quote, he's got quite a high voice, Dave. He's a lovely bloke, and he's got a big man, but he has got quite a high London voice. And he stood up and went, referee, you spanner! There's all this Scunthorpe abuse going on. Oh, you fucking wanker, you fucker, like that. And then Dave stands up, referee, you spanner. Anyway, there was a bloke next to Dave who was a bit like Stefan Klitschko, who you may or may not remember, but he was a bloke who went in prison for 30 years for being a bellend. Right, he was educationally subnormal and framed for a murder he couldn't possibly have done and didn't know what to do, and he was just framed, basically. Anyway, there's a bloke sat next to Dave who was a bit like him, who clearly was quite encouraged by the fact David stood up and said, referee, you spanner. At the end of full time, the announcer said there will be 4 minutes of time added on for stoppages. And this soft lad next to Dave shouts out, well, I hope they use the time wisely. It's the most unlikely thing I've ever heard of a football. I'm sat there next to an idiot with a cup of black tea in the Scunthorpe United end when I should really be in the Luton end. Just going, this is all men. Anyway, that was Sunday. I'm going to just say a few words about what I'm doing this week, if that's okay, Tom.
Uh-huh.
This Wednesday, I'm at Pear-Shaped in Fitzrovia at the Fitzroy Pub in Fitzroy. I can't remember what the road's called, but it's in the centre of London. And it's a really weird little gig with lots of funny little acts and doing funny things. And I will be doing some of my hilarious stand-up. I won't be playing music. Thursday night, I'm doing a gig in Bishop Stortford. Which is in Hertfordshire, it's only about 20 miles away, and I don't know how I'm going to get there, because I've got to get the train in and out of London to get there, stupidly, so I am desperately begging someone to give me a lift. And then this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is my gigs. Friday night in Hitchin, Saturday in Letchworth, Sunday in Bedford, all featuring Gavin Webster and Jeff Norcott. That reminds me, I need to confirm Gavin Webster and Jeff Norcott. And on the Saturday night, on the Friday night, I'll probably go to Icons Bar after the gig, which is the new rock and metal bar in Hitchin, Tony.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Saturday night I'll be going to the Coven at the Hat Factory that we talked about before. And and you've been listening to the Planet Smashers during this.
Excellent.
Have you got anything coming up?
No, I've got a gig May the 4th. Obviously.
Be with you.
Yeah, and a couple weeks after that, May the 18th. Because they're both Monday nights at the intake. We're doing Alcohol and Rat and Pink, the Battle of the Bands at the intake.
Oh, okay.
But nothing until then, unfortunately. Just bedding in my new amp.
Bedding in, you'll be bedding that new amp.
I will.
Steph's going to feel like an amp widow. You know, Tony, move away from the amp and put your cock back in your trousers.
It's so nice.
That's cock in trousers. So, yeah, that'll do, won't it?
That would, yeah, I think so. You're going
to eat. Fair enough. Yeah, please do try and get to one of my shows this weekend. Especially if you know anyone in Bedford, can you let them know about it? myspace.com/comedySOS. There's Facebook pages and groups for all the things. You find them on my pages. Go Paul B. Edwards, you find me. I'm a little cartoon boy. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm now a gnarly old cartoon man. Yeah, that's about it, I think. Should we do the last song?
Yeah, okay.
This last song, what a cracker. I haven't played. If you were thinking that there hadn't been a lot of punk rock on here, then there's only been The Concrete Gods, and that was a cover. I think we're sorting it out now with from their complete punk singles collection, The Exploited, Tony.
Nice.
This came through from Captain Oi quite a while ago now. And the reason I was really pleased about it is because it's got a song called Hitler's in the Charts Again, which I really like. But then I'm re-listening to it the other day. And I thought, do you know what? There's another couple I'd like to play as well. So I'm going to play another one off this. Again, they should be in our MySpace top friends this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Exploited's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheExploited?
No.
Oh.
MySpace.com/officialTheExploited, which makes it Paulie B3, Tony 2. Sorry, Paulie B and the internet 3, Tony 2.
Fair enough.
Just beat ya, I just beat ya, I hardly ever beat ya anymore. I just beat ya. I just beat ya. Loser, loser, 3D loser. I just beat ya. Yeah.
Okay.
This is Exploited. What are you going to do?
What are you doing tonight, Danny? What are you going to do? What are you going to for? What you gonna do? Then I'll fight. Are you gonna fight? I'll wait for your life. What you gonna do? Talking to you. What you gonna do? If you found it tonight. Max and power, and what have we got? Armor and vision, that's a lot. It's your fault, you fought in the ring. Now you've got the men of living sin. What you gonna do? What you gonna do if you found it tonight? Do, 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 what you gonna do? What you gonna do if you get called up? You got too wild, you're making shots. You're wearing the bus purple, you might end up dead. I walk for a piece of light. What you gonna do? I'm talking to you. What you gonna do if you bought it tonight? What you gonna do when the lights go out? What you gonna do when you scream and shout? What you gonna do if you end up fight? Are you gonna run? I went for your life. What you gonna do? You. What you gonna do to people on the edge of tonight? Come on! Do, 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 what you gonna do?
Oh.
That's The Exploited and What You're Gonna Do. And Tony, what I'm gonna do right now is a joke my mate Steve told me the other day. Listen to this, right? So he says, bloke rushes in from work and says to his wife, quick, get me a beer before it starts. She goes, all right. She gets him a beer, and he drinks it in one go. He goes, quick, get me another beer before it starts. And she runs out, and she gets another beer. She's in a bit of panic. He goes, sucks it back in one. There you go. He goes, fucking hell. Quick, get me another beer. I need another beer before it starts. She brings him another beer. He drinks it down. And she says, you've got a fucking nerve, haven't you? You've come in here. You've demanded things of me. You haven't even asked what my day's gone. He's going, no, it started then. thank you so much for listening this week. Hello to our regular listeners on Wicked Radio Nasty Skunk, and also to our new listeners on Roach Radio. Please do make sure that you send Tony a twat this week. Make sure that you, because rather than sending him a cock, we don't want any of that nonsense. Not again. Make sure you vote for his podcast, Ali. Make sure you do a review for his iTunes. Make sure you check out all the bands you've heard on this week's show on their MySpace page, their websites. Buy their stuff if you've liked it, or let them know that you heard about them on Punky Radio. That does us all a favour. Tell your friends all about the show. Get your friends to tell their grandmas. We want your friends' grandmas listening to this show. You hear me? I won't be happy until I get an angry email from some octogenarian silver surfer somewhere in the world who doesn't know who the fuck I am or why she's ended up listening to my show, saying how appalled she is at the language and calls me a cunt.
Nice.
Do you want to just explain something? I can do one or two of these things.
You can subscribe to us. iTunes and then reviewers, that will help us. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, because I need your twat. Listen to my twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. And another thing you can do for us, a podcast alley. Go to punkyradio.com, hit the link at the top. Important, please vote for his link. Enter email address and a subject and a comment, and we'll read them out. Add us at MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment, because we're dreadfully behind on them. And that's about it, I think.
Well, in that case then, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. Very good.
Excellent.
Ow, my neck.